Well, TGIF the weekend is here, and it's the Mother's Day edition of the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the Tyler Glenn Show. Keyboard Friday, we like to call it around these parts. We'll get the keyboard out, serenade moms everywhere. Mom's Day weekend is going to be gorgeous. But we might have some internet problems today, and I'll explain why. And this is not just for Manitoba, this could be worldwide. We'll tell you a bit more about that coming up in the next little bit. As we get your Friday underway, Mother's Day gifts that drew smiles and chuckles from around the globe. We'll take a look at that this morning. Also, Hailey Bieber, speaking of moms, Justin Bieber's girlfriend, she's going to be a mom. Hailey's last non-parental Mother's Day. Next year, she will be celebrating. We've got some details on Hooters and the special that they've got for Mother's Day this week. What? I guess everybody needs a Mother's Day special. Yeah, what? What? Listen, I mean, Hooters sells food. Mom might want to go to Hooters. You might have a mom that you know, enjoy swings. We'll have details on that coming up. Of course, the ultimate TV mom champion will be crowned today on the show. Thank you, Sunseekers, for all your votes. We've whittled it down to two. It'll be Edith from the Archie Bunker Show versus Roseanne Arnold. Roseanne Barr? Roseanne from the Roseanne Show. And the ultimate TV mom will be crowned today thanks to your votes. That's coming up on the show. Check this out. Check. Hi, Jody Caslick. Good morning on Facebook. Look at the Porsche. Look at the Porsche. Porsche. Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. So, yeah, the show is going kind of good. The show is kind of, it's kind of trucking along. So, yeah, it's me and the Porsche. You know, it's like the Aztec is so like, so 2003. So yeah, no one believes that I bought, no one believes I got a Porsche. No one believes I got a Porsche. Of course you don't. I can't even pretend like I'm rich. I can't even pretend. It's me and Herman yesterday at Auto Fashion. I was over to say hi, visit the family. And he was like working on this Porsche. Oh my God, $150,000 car. I couldn't even afford to be in the same room with that car. Damn. That is a beautiful car. Doctor owned car, but go figure. Anyway, that was my good thing. I got to touch it. Although the trunk is remarkably small. And you're sitting too close to the ground. And you know, with our potholes, I don't think I'd want it anyway. Pusha. Pusha. That's not for me. I could. My dreams. I was kind of scared because I got the notification from, remember Rhonda from Tim Hortons promised to let us know how they did with the Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign. And I think I was like one of the first people to know that Dauphin was number one and they had like four stores in the top 10 in Canada. And I didn't know what to do with the information. I'm like, should I post right now? Should I tell the world? And I'm like, no, Tyler, behave yourself. Keep it. They have to do their thing. I'm like, I'm so excited. This is so great. I said, I'm calling you, and I promised that it's a phone call. I wanted to call Rhonda and thank her and congratulate the crew on a job well done for the Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign. Hopefully I think she's
there. Good morning.
Rhonda, congratulations.
Thank you. We are so excited.
I guess so. Holy cow. I was just saying, I didn't know what to do. I was like, as soon as I saw your note yesterday, I immediately went over to the Facebook page and I'm like, it's probably everyone. It wasn't. And I'm like, oh, I feel so privileged. I was one of the first to know. I'm so excited. I know. I had to keep
it. How crazy is it? Hey.
So tell me.
We are beyond excited.
So tell me how that all went down. You were just like kind of waiting by the phone, and who calls you? What happens? How do they let you know? How does this
We have been waiting days, but everybody, they have to get all of the information from every store across Canada. So we have to be very patient and wait. And we finally got notification last night that we have four stores in the top 10 across all of Canada, with Dauphin being first, the Victoria Avenue being second. Moosomin came in sixth, and our 18th Street store by Canadian Tire was 10th. So four stores in the top 10 across Canada. Amazing.
It is incredible. So what do other people in Tim's say to you? Do they say, what the heck are you guys doing out there? Or how do you accomplish this? Or like, how,
they certainly do, actually. We get a lot of people. I mean, people are very excited for us and very happy for us. We don't give away all of our secrets. And really, you know, it is the hardest week of the whole year, in my opinion, for our teams. They work exceptionally hard. We have a pile of volunteers that come in, and then our corporate sponsors, our communities are just great supporters, and our corporate sponsors that come in and buy cookies to match cookie sales is just phenomenal, and it puts us over the top.
Well, you know what's really cool about this thing is that when you do involve members of the community and you ask them to come and help out for just a little bit, there's something to do, and that something to do is not difficult. If you can squeeze an icing bag, you can put on a couple of eyes and a smiley face, and it's so fun. Everybody has fun. You know, I've done it, you know, since the start of it, basically. And it's easy to do, and it gets everybody involved. And so it's so awesome.
I agree, Tyler. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're better together. And we're excited to get the accolades of being first and having four stores in the top 10. But more than that, the impact we're going to have in our communities and where this money is going is extremely impactful, and it's everybody put a hand in making a difference.
We got all kinds of folks wishing you congratulations. Way to go, Dauphin. This is my good thing for the day, says Kelly. Woohoo! Manitoba has such great supporters. Yeah, way to go, Dauphin. Congratulations. And so I mean, you're just gonna, that'll be your weekend, and then you'll have Mother's Day, and then that'll be fun.
You're right. You know what? There are you know, Tim Hortons are everywhere. They're across the chain, and everybody knows the impact that's been made in Manitoba. And everybody now knows where Dauphin, Manitoba is, and Moosomin, Saskatchewan, and Brandon, Manitoba. So, and that's just because of the impact we've made. There are huge centers that don't come close to making the sales that we did on cookie sales this week.
No kidding. And I mean, Tim's as a brand internationally is well known all over the world. Yes. As like this, the Canadian coffee chain is basically when you're traveling somewhere. Oh my God, Tim Hortons. Yeah. And then for ours to be the best, where do you go from here? I jokingly said, are you going to take over the top 10? What would happen? I think that would be crazy if you'd like, because I mean, you have 10 locations in Westmead and there's 10 spots in the top 10. It could happen.
Okay, just don't say that too loud right now because my staff are tired.
Okay.
You know what? Though we raised over $115,000.
Wow.
In cookie sales to be donated to Brandon Area Community Foundation and Westman Dreams for Kids in Brandon. And it's just an incredible amount of money. It will make a huge difference.
And I can't wait.
And as you know, Dauphin is getting a smile zone, which is unreal.
I can't wait. We the story is not done because that is
That's
a big
correct.
Deal. People, I don't think people really grasp the significance of this and how big this is and how special this is going to be. So I hope to kind of share that information as it gets closer. And of course, as the renovation happens, and we will talk again, Rhonda. But go,
maybe go
put your feet up and have a coffee.
All right. Everybody have a great day. And thank you again for the support.
Congratulations to everybody at Tim's. Okay. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Rhonda Party and Tim Hortons, number one store in Canada in Dauphin, and four in the top 10 for Smile Cookies. And this hospital reno is so awesome. It's going to be great. Dauphin's very lucky to have this. And as it gets closer, as I'd said, we'll continue to follow that. Skydancer Casino's got a big Mother's Day buffet happening this weekend. Of course, the buffet brunch. You're going to get everything from roast beef and turkey and meatballs and scrambled eggs and bacon and sausage. $25 US for the meal, but mom gets to eat for free. And kids under 10, I believe it's $12. So if you're up for a road trip and you got your passports ready, maybe mom wants to do some gambling. I know my mom likes to do that a little bit. Skydancer Casino is just 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Happy Mother's Day, moms, from everyone at Skydancer Casino. Getting set to welcome Nelly this summer, Hunter Hayes this fall, and Chapel Hart later this month. Go to SkydancerCasino.com. Auto Fashion, as I showed you, Herman and I were hanging out with a Porsche yesterday. Boy, the amazing vehicles that they get into that place, six-figure vehicles that they do the ceramic coating and the buffing. And, I mean, it is the cars are coming from all over Manitoba and Saskatchewan, like beautiful, beautiful six-figure cars they're working on at Auto Fashion. And if, you know, they're going to be working on a Porsche, they can easily work on my 03 Aztec. Although I can tell you that it's probably not as exciting. But you know what? They put 110% into everything they do over at Auto Fashion, preserving brilliance, removing scratches, again, special coatings and protection. It is an amazing place to visit. Auto Fashion, get some detailing done there. No, it's not just detailing. It's fine auto finishing. Check out their new website, autofashion.ca. That's autofashion.ca, or visit them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. And Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. 1 week from today, we're going to be up at Clear Lake. I know there's a lot of attention on Riding Mountain National Park and Clear Lake this morning. A lot of questions that people have. It just so happens we're going to be up there a week from today. I have issued a wide open invitation to anybody who would like to join us. At Clarso Nordic Spa, we're going to be upstairs at the spa 1 week from today from 7 till 9. I'm also going to let Parks Canada know I'm going to be there. They're going to be able to jump on the show, answer some questions. It's going to be a light show, though, guys. We're going into the weekend. We want it to be fun. But you know what? If we can provide a little bit of extra information or fill in some blanks for some people, we'll gladly do that. It's going to be a fun show next Friday on location at Clarso Nordic Spa. And in the meantime, don't forget that if you buy $250 in gift cards at the Elkhorn, they will give you a day at the new Clarso Nordic Spa. This is a limited time offer. Next couple of days, do this for mom. Again, $250 gift card for yourself. And then you get the free day pass to the Elkhorn Resort Spa and Conference Center, Clarso Nordic Spa. Give them a call for details at 848-8739, 848-2802, or go to elkhornresort.com. Check it out, okay? Just for this summer, they're going to figure out if there's mussels in the lake. I could have told them there's mussels in the lake, all right. Right here. There's mussels, all right. Right here. Gun show. Gun show. Poo, 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 poo. No, in all seriousness, though, we're talking about the... boom, gun show. It's more like... Not really. Seriously, though, what's happening locally for those that aren't in the area is that our big time tourist destination, the lake, that is the kind of the centerpiece of this tourist destination, can't have boats on it this summer because they've got what appears to be what may be a mussel infestation. And they're kind of like little clams, little tiny clamshells, except I don't think you can eat them. I don't think they're delicious. They're just annoying. These mussels are to lakes what dandelions are to your grass, probably worse. And they spread quickly. They're worse than rabbits for reproduction, apparently. I thought rabbits could, you know, multiply numbers real quick. Apparently these mussels are worse, and then they clog everything up. Manitoba Hydro is having a hell of a time. They're spending like $2 million a year to try and keep things unclogged to keep our power on. And so obviously there was some concern when there were some found apparently this past November. They want to make sure that it was just kind of a one-off and that they aren't in the lake. If they are in the lake, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm not a marine biologist, but Zumbernee says, is it only Clear Lake? Can I kayak in other lakes in the park? Apparently so. You're going to want to double check any of that stuff. But from what I know, based on the release, and it was a big one. Oh, my God. It was a big news release that came out yesterday. As far as I know, you can use other lakes. But again, double check before you do. But I think they've had some substantial meetings to kind of work out a communication plan and kind of get all their ducks in a row so that everybody knows what they're talking about when lots of questions are asked, because there will be lots of questions asked about this. I'm sure it will continue to be busy. You know, this only affects those who want to boat on the lake. My concern is the businesses that are in Clear Lake, because there will be some effect. I'm hoping it's minimal. I would be considered one of the folks who would visit Clear Lake and don't have nearly enough cashola to even consider having a boat. But I still like to go to Clear Lake. I still like to go there. I'm just not one of the rich people with a boat. But if you want more information on what is happening, do visit the Parks Canada website. I will link up to it through my website later this morning at TylerGlennShow.com, and you can take a look at the official release. It's long and it's filled with biological gobbledygook as far as I'm concerned. I don't understand it. And it's with all due respect. Now, next summer might be different. And, you know, there was talk that they wouldn't even allow things like pool toys and stuff like that in the lake. So that's kind of nice that there'll be, you know, at least the kids can play and stuff like that. And you will still see activity on the lake. It just won't be from boat owners and cottage owners and stuff, at least this summer. Okay, Sunrise Credit Union. Speaking of pitchers, how far are we with the Sunrise Credit Union calendar contest here? Our Manitoba, we have been slowly rolling these out. We showed you the elevator picture, Linda Boys, yesterday. You sure don't see these around much anymore. This is from Linda Boy, spot number 5 in the Our Manitoba photo contest with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. Somebody is going to be the grand prize winner, the number one shot. This is a campaign they've run the last couple of months, and they got pictures from all over the province to put in the 2025 Sunrise Credit Union calendar. And, ooh, this is Rick Hebert's picture. Number 4. We're getting close to that number 1. Ooh, those clouds. Might see those clouds on Saturday, actually. This is Storm Ends by Rick Hebert. So, way to go, Rick. Rick, we'll get a 16x24 canvas print of that shot. And we'll see. We'll see who the grand prize winner is, likely early next week with the Sunrise Credit Union Our Manitoba Photo Contest. And again, if you are a prudent student, or if you know of someone who's a prudent student, ask Sunrise Credit Union on how to save fees with the new prudent student account. Maybe you've got somebody in elementary school, maybe high school, maybe even university. The prudent student account, check it out at Sunrise Credit Union and be free from fees. 19 locations across southern Manitoba. Go to sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-op. If there's some finishing touches on mom's breakfast in bed, do try and make it your local co-op. They've got everything to put the finishing touches on that perfect breakfast in bed. Now, on Tuesday, we had granola and yogurt, and I'm not a yogurt guy, but I can tell you, it's going to be very tough to mess that up, kids. If you want to give mom breakfast in bed, and she's going to love it, I did share with Tracy and with Libby. They both were over the moon. They loved it. It was 5 stars. So that's the easy one. And of course, you could do the bacon, the eggs. They've got it all for you. All the trimmings at your local co-op. Visit Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And join us again for another Taste of Tuesday, where we try another premium product at an affordable price. It's called Co-op Gold. That is the in-store brand with your local co-ops of Westman. And who doesn't mind 50% off? You can save 50% on select bedroom furniture, 50% on select accent chairs and recliners, buy more, save more on select major appliances and TVs, save up to 50% on select clearance mattresses, save up to 25% on all new Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Check out all the details at leons.ca, or better yet, visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. It is time for the moment you've been waiting for. The alt crowning the ultimate TV mom. Hear ye, we are gathered to crown the queen of ultimate TV. As entertainment continues to fragment and there are fewer and fewer people watching the same TV shows, gone will be the day where we could agree on watching anything together ever again. So we look back. We look back sometimes a few years, sometimes many years, sometimes a couple of decades, actually, to the ultimate TV moms who have graced the television set from the 70s through to 2000s. And this is the list that we came up with. The Flintstones and The Simpsons represented Family Guy, Partridge Family, Brady Bunch. And at the end of the day yesterday, we had Wilma Flintstone versus Edith Bunker. Edith advanced, and it wasn't even close on the other side after all that was Peg Bundy on there. Yes, Peg Bundy lost to Kitty. That was a close one, actually. But yesterday, it wasn't even close. Kitty did not even come to... I think she might have got one vote. Ty, Tasha, in for Roseanne. Roseanne up by one. Blessed Mama wants Roseanne. Roseanne up by two. Michelle wants Roseanne. Roseanne up by three. Uh-oh. Cindy says Roseanne. Roseanne up by four. Jason on Facebook says Roseanne. Roseanne up by five. KDD4380 says Edith, Roseanne up by four. Tammy Johnson on Facebook says Edith, so Roseanne up by three. Derek takes Roseanne up to four again, up by four. 99 Steelman says Edith, so Roseanne up by three. Debbie Kynock likes Edith, so Roseanne up by two. Roseanne is only up by two. Voting continues for 90 seconds more. Oh, Roseanne by two. Roseanne by two. Any last-minute votes? Any last-minute votes? Edith versus Roseanne. Four, three. Look at this. Roseanne. Roseanne is the ultimate TV mom of all time. Wow. Congratulations, Roseanne. Roseanne, you are loved. You are admired by the Sunseeker. Roseanne is the ultimate TV mom of all time. I am actually going to tweet her a clip of the show. See what she says. Roseanne, we still love you. The Sunseekers have picked you to be the ultimate TV mom of all time. So I'll tweet her a clip of this show. Stranger things have happened. Wouldn't that be funny? Let's just deal with this real quick so that I touched on this last hour. I want to mention it again, and it's what could happen today at noon. Here's the headline, okay? World told to brace for severe geomagnetic storm today, the first in nearly 20 years, which could bring chaos to mobile phone networks, GPS satellites, and power grids. It's an uncommonly powerful solar storm expected to hit around lunchtime today, okay? This could be related to your internet. It could be related to your television. Basically, they're a little concerned about satellites. So watch for wicked northern lights, because of the solar eruption. And if your internet goes down, now you'll know why. Damn, it's shrimp day today. Garlic butter shrimp. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Whoa, yeah, let's do it. Get the butter rolling there. Look at it just sizzling. Throw in those little babies. Oh, there's tails, though. You still got the tails. Do you cook them with or without the tails? I think we should take the tails off before they go in the pan. Oh, wow. Wow. We have got to enjoy some shrimp today. You guys, happy shrimp day. How do you like your shrimp? Do you like the honey garlic shrimp? This is the Bang Bang Shrimp with mayonnaise. Oh, wow. More mayonnaise. And then you've got the skewers. Cindy liked these ones. This is what Cindy's talking about right here. Some shrimp skewers. I think I might throw a couple of these on the barbecue today. They look easy enough to make. Again, somebody who's leaving the tail on. So you leave the tail on until you go to eat it? Is that it? I guess I'm doing this all wrong. Slows down the eating process, maybe. Yeah, I think so. Gets in the way of the eating time. Come on, you're messing up my eating time here. What the heck? Oh, Janine Flurry Urbanovich sent this in and said, oh, this is what I'm going to make. This is what I like. Little Caesar salad and my fettuccine Alfredo with shrimp and some cheese on there. And we all know how the cheese rolls, right? Fried shrimp in a bowl? Gail says, just got to love it with garlic and butter. Kyle says, breaded popcorn shrimp with sweet chili sauce. And Megan just likes to sit and eat it with the seafood sauce. You know, the seafood sauce that kind of resembles ketchup and horseradish mixed together. Shrimp day. Enjoy shrimp day today, guys. When do you stop being cool? Well, what age? Take your best guess. What age do you stop being cool? Is there such a thing as an age of stop being cool? Could it be any age? We'll answer that coming up. First, Epp Law Office in Brandon. Boy, they are busy. I got to see Andrea this week, and it is just fantastic how many people are putting their trust in Epp Law Office. It is so awesome. And it's because they are super knowledgeable, super friendly, and they're able to kind of walk you through what is normally a complicated process and really simplify it for you, make it easy. And don't we all want that? Epp Law Office, specializing in corporate law matters, real estate transactions, and estate concerns. You can visit them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. And, of course, visit them online and social media. Just type in Epp Law Office, and boom, they'll be there. Natural Elements in Brandon, you still have a couple of days to get in on the Mother's Day special because, well, Mother's Day is coming on Sunday. But if you do it today or tomorrow, you call Natural Elements in Brandon, you can take advantage of an incredible Mother's Day special. Two 60-minute floats for $119. Whether or not you use this for mom is totally up to you. Two 60-minute floats for $119. It's the Mother's Day special at Natural Elements in Brandon. That's the Epsom salt tub float place, the place you go in, you rest, you relax, you sit in these tubs, you float. It's easy on the muscles, easy on the bones. Mom would love this. And it's not the only service that they have. They've got a ton of stuff that mom would love. Go to floataway.ca for a list of products and services they provide along with some prices too. Floataway.ca. And finally, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the oil change headquarters of the Tyler Glenn Show. I know it seems silly to get mom an oil change, but you know what? Without fresh oil, mom could be stuck on the side of the road, and you don't want that. You want good fluids, not just oil. They'll check all those fluids for you. They'll also show you the filter in that vehicle while you wait. It is Certified Service Express at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. You can check the live cam at murraychefbrandon.com and see how big the lineup is before you go. You stop being cool at this age. If you're baffled by TikTok, Taylor Swift, don't worry. It's because we're not cool anymore. They did a very comprehensive survey, 2,000 people. There are so many people completely out of touch, and they believe out of touch happens at age 39. When it comes to feeling out of touch, most people feel confident when it comes to food. Da, 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 da. 60% were confident when it came to music. 6 in 10 said social media, about 58%. Then movies were just over half. And then it starts to fall off. Modern slang, now people are out of the loop. Stylish wardrobe, no, we're not stylish. Literature, no. Fashion, no. However, 2/3 felt that a person's taste could be improved and 17% felt the opposite, that our taste was much more inherent. So top areas where we feel in touch, food, of course, because it brings us all together. It's what our show is. Food, fun places, mayhem of life. So food, check. Music, yeah, it's Taylor Swift. We know she rules the world. social media, of which you are a part right here. You're on Twitch, all these platforms, so check for you. Movies, which suck anyway, 55%, and tech. But we're out of touch with slang, celebrities, which I am increasingly. I see people now, my kids go crazy, and I don't even know who that is. The arts, oh God, I'm not even interested in the arts anymore. Fashion, are you kidding me? I wear shorts and sandals everywhere. And literature. Literature, what is that? I don't even know what that word means. Happy Mother's Day, moms. We love you. We love everything you do for us. We love you, moms.
Flowers are nature's most beautiful gift. So this Mother's Day, I'm going to show my mom how much I care with a little help from 1-800-Flowers. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Oh, honey, I love these. Thank you.
The gift that's as wonderful as she is.
But maybe you should keep them because your apartment is so sad.
Because my mom means everything to me, and I love everything about her.
Excuse me? Yeah. Are there nuts in this?
There are never nuts in Eggs Benedict. You need to ask every
time. Well, I'm sorry for double-checking, Kathleen.
You're not even allergic? Nothing would happen. Far from that place.
I guess you could say she's my favorite person in the whole entire world.
You know that mattress store downtown? Mattress Factory?
No.
It's Mattress Warehouse?
I don't know.
The owner hanged himself.
Well, she's my role model, my best friend, and everything I hope I'll be one day.
I can't find my debit card. I think my identity's been thieved.
I'm sleeping.
Representative.
Why are you up?
Representative. 245.
So this Mother's Day, I'm turning to 1-800-Flowers to thank my mom for all the amazing times.
Hey, what's the latest with that Leanne Rimes girl?
I have no idea.
What a saga that is. Jeez.
And above all, how open and honest we are with each other.
Last week, your father and I watched a porno.
Why would you share that with me? So call or click today and make this a Mother's Day she won't ever forget.
Still can't find my debit card.
Mom, I am doing a commercial.
I'm going to double check inside this guy. God, I wish I was a lesbian so I didn't have to carry a purse. Where are you going? Honey, it's your commercial. I didn't mean to interrupt. Come back. Come back.
1-800-Flowers. And buckle up, because Father's Day is next.
Yeah.
Kathleen, it was an Asian porno.
Dad!
Oh, yes. Happy Mother's Day, moms. We love you. That is... I'm offended. That is not on behalf of the moms. It's nothing like that, is it? It's no. How do they keep a straight face? That's why they make the big bucks, hey? Make stuff like that. If you're going to be barbecuing for mom, hot dogs and hamburger buns, the best ever. You'll get them at Kuiper's Family Bakery. And you can get Kuiper's Family Bakery products all over southwestern Manitoba. And just look for the Kuiper's Family Bakery logo, and you know that is going to be made with some serious love and dedication. And they have got agreements with different retail stores right across southern Manitoba. And but it's always an awesome idea if you're in the city, if you're close to First Street, to wander on over to 1411 First Street and get a big tray of cinnamon buns. They are so popular. And they have other delectable delights, too. Cream-filled pastries and raisin loaves and the cheese breads and the pizza buns and the sausage rolls. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasties. And finally, Alternative Choice Garden Center. A gift card fits every stocking at Christmas time. And since it isn't Christmas, it's Mother's Day, it's a card. It's a Mother's Day card. You're going to put an Alternative Choice Garden Center card gift card inside your Mother's Day card. What I'm trying to say is that you give her the whole greenhouse if you get mom a gift card from Alternative Choice Garden Center. Yes, it is chocked full of the greatest smells next to Kuiper's. You go to one place, you got baked goods smelling awesome. You go to the next place and you got all these flowers smelling amazing. Have you been over there? You go pay them a visit. 34th and Patricia. They've got gift items in there. They have got all kinds of potting supplies, self-watering pots, of course, all kinds of hanging plants. You name it, it's available for mom at Alternative Choice Garden Center at the corner of 34th and Patricia. Cindy says, I told my girls I don't want any gifts. I just want to spend time with them. Isn't that the classic mom answer? What do you want for Mother's Day? I just want to spend time with you. Not true. Alicia says, we're going quadding at the farm. So she might get a collection of ticks for Mother's Day. My husband got me a bouquet of mushrooms for Mother's Day. That's pretty Ukrainian. That could go to a mom and dolphin. Happy Mother's Day. We got you mushrooms. And you got to top it off with a nice big brick of butter. And if you're lucky, mom will fry some up for you. I told my hubby he should get me something for Mother's Day because I pick up after him just like his mom used to. There was somebody that said that the most amazing TikTok out there is like 3 seconds long on Mother's Day. And it says, all I want for Mother's Day is to not have to worry about anybody or anything that went into or out of my vagina. I'm really glad I'm your kid. Cute. The easiest thing that you could do for mom is to let mom rot. What? Yes. Let mom bed rot. This is officially the hottest trend on the planet right now. Bed rotting to relax. Weekend plans? No. Treat yourself to rejuvenating bed rotting instead. I think this isn't the first time we've touched on this subject. This is where you just stay in bed. And if you're wise and you have somebody handy that can help you, you get a pulley a contraption to the front door of your home. And then when Skip the Dishes comes with food, you just tell him, put it on the trolley, put it on the trolley. And then you go, and then it's like a clothesline, and it brings the basket of your Skip the Dishes food to your bed, plop. And you just don't come out of the bed. You just stay in bed and you sleep, and then you wake up and you say, should I sleep some more, or should I eat, or should I read a book, or should I watch a movie? Wasn't it John Lennon and Yoko Ono that kind of perfected this, kind of in protest version? Hey, happy Mother's Day, Mom. We're just going to let you rot. What? You're going to what? The week is gone. The week is gone. The week is gone. All right, guys. I got a split. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mom. One last shot here. I got another picture to share. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Good luck, Canucks. My mom and my lovely wife. There's Tracy with David. They're going to be cheering on the Canucks tonight as the Canucks take on the Edmonton Oilers in Game 2. Happy Mother's Day, moms. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Lana. There she is. Me and my mom. Go Canucks, go, sis Tosh. And to all the moms in chat, have an amazing Mother's Day. I hope you are treated like a queen. I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you again for a great week. And we'll do this again tomorrow. I can't wait to see all the Mother's Day pictures. We'll do like a Mother's Day parade on Monday. And we will reconvene. We'll regroup. We'll circle back Monday's edition of the show, okay? You guys have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day, moms. Monday, we'll have more beach chairs. And we'll do the countdown to May long weekend. And our second on-location show is next week, next Friday. I'm so excited. In the meantime, be safe, have fun, and we'll see you on Monday. Happy Mother's Day, moms. Catch you later. Have a great weekend.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.